Now, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God is good. No, y'all ain't acting like church people right now. Y'all up there talking about, yeah, he is. No, y'all know what it is. God is good. And all the time. All right, come on, y'all got to act like y'all been at church somewhere. In fact, y'all been up in service sometime in your life. Amen. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And I believe that every time we gather together like this, there should be a chiseling going on. Sometimes it's a breaking. Sometimes it's a jackhammering. But something should be changing me more into the image of the Father. All right, say, I am one with God. Come on now, I want you to say it, whether you believe it or not. Say, I am one with God. Now, I didn't make that up. I didn't pick that and said, that sounds cool to say. No, Jesus says this. In John 17, before he's about to go, he says, Father, let them be one as we are one. He says it a few times. Right? He goes over and over again. You know, I know we thought we knew what he meant, but he said only one thing is lacking and one thing is needful. He's talking about the oneness with him. Okay? If we could ever get that through our skulls and get that through our unbelief and get that through our religious ways, then maybe we can start doing things just like Jesus. Maybe we can see the same results Jesus get every time. No. We don't want hit and miss. Y'all ever pray and you feel like you're praying and you're hitting and you're missing? Like we get it, then we don't get it, then I got it, then I don't got it, then I feel it, then I don't feel it. Then I'm hopeful today and tomorrow, I'm wondering. Yeah, we don't got to be like that.
No.
Because that's not how Jesus is. I found out that Jesus never said I think. Right there. You know, we do that, right? Well, I think if you do this, Jesus never says, I think if you do this. He's just direct. It is what it is. You know he never said he believes?
That's good.
Wow. That is good. This is just a couple days ago, so don't act like I'm all deep and I had this revelation. This is 2 days ago. he don't say, I believe. He said, you believe. Yeah. I don't need to believe because I am.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's the same thing for us if we can believe. Yes. He says, thou canst believe.
All things are possible. Yes.
All right, if you believe on me, the works that I do. Yeah, okay, we keep going. If you believe on me, out of thy belly. So you're not going to be asking me for the river because out of your belly.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If thou canst. Believe. And really, you know, we're so outside sometimes, and I'm getting ahead. We're so outside sometimes that when we hear, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So you're talking about them things out here. But he's trying to tell you, if thou canst believe, you actually are one with God.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you can't believe the most. Wow. Or you believe in prayer. We believe in worship. We believe in coming to church. But then when you start talking, I heard an apostle say something Sunday, and it was crickets. It was crickets in the house of the Lord. Everybody was amen, amen. Till he said, you're going to be like a God. Like people started holding their breath. Wow. But he ain't lying. Jesus says that.
That's right.
Is it not written, you are gods?
That's right. Yes,
indeed. See, we get nervous. Amen. And we're only nervous because of the story that's been told to us and the way it's been told to us. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. This is Paul talking. He says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live how?
By the faith.
No. Say it again. By who? The faith of the what?
Son.
Okay. Who loved me?
Gave himself
for me. Verse 21.
I do not
frustrate the grace of God. All right. I'm going to break this down a little bit. I do not frustrate the ability that God has put on me to be like him.
That's good. Yes.
I don't frustrate it. It's frustrating when I know you can be something and you're not being it. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's probably frustrating for you, for God to keep hearing you asking for something he's already done for you.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
No, it's frustrating. Think about yourself for a second. Let me put yourself in there. Somebody keep asking you for something you gave them already.
Yeah.
They keep calling you, but you paid that bill already.
Yeah.
Now, come on, we'll bring it home. Can we bring it home?
Yes.
But they keep calling you, talking about, we don't have your payment. No, I paid that already. Look right here, because it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because it's already paid for.
Yes.
So I can imagine it being, I can imagine a lot of our prayers being frustrating prayers.
Mm. That's good.
Because he's like, well, what? I made you one with me. Say something.
Yeah.
Let there be light, and there was.
Light. Yes.
Don't pray about it, say about it.
Yeah.
I do not frustrate the grace of God. For righteousness, we say for years, right standing with God. I looked it up in there. It says the equity with God. Equality with God. Everybody say equity with God.
Equity.
Come on, everybody say equity with God.
Equity.
Come on, say equality with God.
Equality.
When you have equity in something, you have a right to it. You are part owner.
That's
what equity is. Righteousness means equity. So if equity with God or equality with God comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Then the whole process of Jesus being here and doing everything he did and saying everything he did is in vain if it's just by the steps that we've been trying to do. My equity with God. You get it? So I don't frustrate God by not being like him. Because if my equity with God comes by all these other things that I was trying to do and trying to get it done, then what Christ was telling me was in vain.
Yeah.
Christ was dead in vain. Mm-hmm. Christ was dead in vain. Mm-hmm. Y'all see that line? Then Christ is dead in vain. Mm-hmm. Well, why did Christ end up dead in the first place? You ever thought about that? I'm gonna deal with the narrative tonight. With the narrative, your narrative is the story, is the basis of how you believe things. However the narrative has been given to you, that's how you see it. That's your perspective. Whoever your narrator was gives you your narrative.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me? And whatever that narrative is, some of our narrative is where we grew up at. Some of our narrative are what mom and them told us when we were small, and we have not let that go yet. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Why Christ is dead in vain? Why was Christ dead in the first place? Why did they kill Jesus? Well, you know, because of the shallow Christian narrative, yeah, he died for my sins. That's true, but why did they kill him? Right? He's a good man. They ask him one day, he say, they pick up stones and stone him. He say, well, what do you stone me for?
Right.
Of what good works? I've done many good works in front of you. For what work are you stoning me for? They say, we don't stone you for your works. We stone you because you said God, your father, making yourself.
That's right.
Wow.
So, all right, let's not skip steps, okay? We can't skip steps. Y'all ever watch a good story, a good movie? Come on, y'all act like y'all don't watch movies. Anybody ever watch a good movie, right? Yeah, don't skip chapters in the movie because it's going to be out of context. If you skip in chapters, skip in stages, you fast forward through, me and the kid be watching a movie, I said, we can't skip that part because I ain't see that part. Don't skip that part. I know you watched it a little bit before me, but don't skip that part because I need to know what's going on. Matter of fact, don't even talk to me right now because I'm trying to pay attention.
That's right.
Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Don't talk to me right now. Y'all know what I'm saying. Don't talk to me right now. I'm trying to pay attention because I'm going to lose context. I won't have context and I won't know what's going on in the story.
Right.
So we can't skip steps and jump and say, well, he died for my sins and he's risen and he's alive. And now, no. Why did they kill him? What was the problem? The dead was being raised. That's pretty good, ain't it?
Yes.
I mean, if you die, you won't get raised up too, right? No, cause y'all know y'all need a lot of amen now. Yeah. Yeah, raise me up, please, Jesus. You sick, you want to be healed, right? If you don't have enough, you want abundance, don't you? If you hungry, you want to be fed, right? He feeding people, raising people from the dead, healing people, straightening people out, bringing justice to where injustice is. And he's doing all these things. Why did they kill the man?
Come on, sir.
They killed Jesus because of the story that he was given to mankind. Mm-hmm. Listen to what I'm saying. They killed Jesus not only because of the story that he was giving to mankind, but the story that he was being. John 1 says the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's one thing when somebody can tell you a story or show you something on paper, but it's another thing when I'm standing there looking at you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
So now, Christ is dead in vain means that whole process that he goes through, he gets crucified for no reason if you don't understand the story.
Mm-hmm.
if you don't understand what he was telling you and what he was showing you and the narration that he's giving you, then it's in vain. So what is the narrative Jesus giving us? I often say, I said this the other day, I was talking to some friends the other day, I said, man, sometimes it's the two most important people in the Bible, God and Jesus. Y'all would agree, would you?
Yes.
No, I can't hear y'all. Would you agree?
Yes.
God and Jesus are two most important people in the Bible, right?
Yes.
But we just won't believe them.
Wow.
We won't. We won't believe them like all the way. We won't. We believe them, we kind of, but then we go back to our regular narrative. We go back to the regular narrative that we've been set at and then want God to bless it.
Yeah.
That's good.
The narrative. A narrative is the person that narrates. It's the person that tells you the story like the story is. They set you up for right perspective. You ever watched a movie or you read a book, there's a narrator, tells you where everybody is. Well, they were in a dark room. Right? Or it's 19, whatever. They set the stage for what the story is so you can be in the story and understand what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding me?
Yes.
Now, the beautiful thing about Jesus, he's the narrator and the narration at the same time.
Yeah.
He's the storyteller and the story at the same time. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. And nobody else could say it is finished but Jesus.
That's right.
I'm extremely grateful that none of the other characters in the Bible were my narrator. Because if I was left up to pick one, if I'm left up to them, I'm in trouble. Because they couldn't finish it. They give me some good principles, good steps. Give me some good little stories, but ain't nobody finished it.
Right.
So Jesus is the finisher. And he's giving me a finished story. I say, we don't believe God. Because in the beginning, God sets the narrative up. He sets the story up the way he wanted the story to go. God has a way that he wants the story to go. God has a way that he wants your story to go. God has a way that he's already set up for eternity. He has a way. He has a way. He has a way. He's already set it up. He already wrote it out.
Yes, sir.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yeah, I already thought it. I knew you before you was formed in the belly.
Yeah.
The story is already written, right? But if you don't know the narrative, you won't play the character that you should be playing. You playing another part. You acting like somebody else. You reading somebody else's lines. You reading the lines that them other people gave you, and now you talking them fear lines when it should be faith lines.
That's good.
Making sense, Amy? Does it make sense? So watch me. So the narrative. So who is it that you got your narrative from? Who is it has been the number one narrator in your life? Don't let Solomon be your number one narrator because the greater than Solomon is here.
Yeah.
Thank God that Solomon, I think he ain't left me with just Solomon.
Amen.
Because at the end of Solomon's story, he said everything is a vain and vexation.
That's
right. We ain't got no hope then. If he the author and finisher, this story is doomed. This is a tragedy.
Yes, Lord God.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. And you can pick them. You can pick them. You can go through. God bless them all. God bless them all. But you can pick them. But then Jesus gives me another narrative.
Yes.
He gives me another story. Watch this. He gives me another understanding of my relationship with God and God's relationship with me.
Yes.
I'm no longer begging, come by here, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. Can you do it? I'm not worthy. No, he don't give me that. He don't give me. That's not the narrative that he gives me. He's telling me a different story, giving me another baseline, giving me another understanding so I can be exactly who God has expected me to be. We got to believe God. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Say it loud. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Say it louder. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
So what does God say? God said, let there be light. He goes on and makes everything. And then he said, watch this. It's amazing. Watch this. Find yourself in the story. You ready? Are you ready? Say, yeah.
Yeah.
Find yourself in the story. He says, let us make man in our image. That's a pretty good thought to me. I'm glad you thought it, God. I'm glad your mind came up with that plan. I'm glad you didn't say, let me make man in the image of a donkey. Come on, because he could have picked a lot of things to say right after that. But no. What he decided to set the story up with, what he wanted to write out is, what he wanted to be written and say was, let us make man in our image. And then he add more. And our likeness.
So then he starts doing it. Mm-hmm. He just talking noise.
Yeah.
He starts doing it. He does it. He starts making man. He make man. And then what do he do? He breathes in the man. He breathes himself inside of you. Come on, say he breathes himself inside of me. Come on, say every breath that I take is the breath of God. Say it again. Say every breath that I take is the breath of God. Say it one more time. Say every breath that I take is the breath of God. Come on, breathe in. Come on, breathe in. It's God, God. Y'all see it? Every breath that I take is the breath of God. Because he never stopped breathing.
Amen.
And he never stopped giving us his breath.
Amen.
So he never stopped giving us his image. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Then he makes him up from the dirt and breathe into him. Right? He don't call one of the other animals and say, y'all breathe into him.
Yeah.
No, he himself.
Yeah.
It's like he himself with Jesus. He himself.
Yeah.
Breathe into you. And then man became a
living.
Then he starts giving instructions. Can we believe God? Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Come on, say it. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Then he starts giving instructions. He put man in the garden, tell man what to do. He said, watch this. He said, you name the animals. That's how much power I'm giving you. Because you made in my image, so you ought to be able to name something.
Yeah,
you ought to be able to do something with yourself. You look just like me. You got my breath on the inside of you. That same breath that said, let there be light, and there was, the same breath that's coming out of you.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. So watch what he says. He says, be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't say go get no fruit.
Be.
Right? He ain't say develop fruit, have a discipline for fruit. He said, be. Come on, everybody say, be. Be fruitful.
Yeah.
And multiply.
And multiply.
Replenish. And subdue. Have dominion. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe God.
I believe.
Well, if this is what God says and this is what God thinks of me, then my other thoughts need to be out the wall. Then we need to throw that out the window. We need to put that in the trash because these are the only thoughts that I'm in the image of God.
Yes.
I'm in the likeness of God.
Yes.
And all I should be doing is being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing, and subduing. I should not be worrying. I should not be depressed. I should not be begging. I should not be feeling around trying to find something. Be fruitful.
Yes.
Multiply, replenish, and subdue. Have. He didn't say get dominion.
Have.
Why? Because I already made you in my image and my likeness. You like me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Y'all heard God? God said you like me.
Yes.
You just like me. So have.
Yes.
Have it. Have dominion. This is the narrative that God has set for mankind. Anything in our story that doesn't look like that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Anything in my history, anything that's going on me, anything in my family, anything that doesn't look like that, it doesn't look like the image of God, it's a lie to me.
Yeah.
So God sets narrative. He sets the story up. He sets it up like he wants it. He wrote it like he wanted. This is the way that I want it to be. I wanted you to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue.
Glory.
Here come, everybody say amen. Let that sit for me. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say, I believe God.
I believe God.
Nah, we done enough tonight already. We can actually go to the car. But I'm going to keep going because I got 41 minutes left. But then comes another narrative. Then comes somebody with a different story. Mm-hmm. Huh? Come slithering.
Mm-hmm.
And come with a different narrative. Because he understands that if I can get you to take on this narrative, it changes your perspective on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Watch this. If I can get you to take this narrative, you won't even see who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And watch this. And the story almost sounded similar. He say, surely you won't die. Watch this. He say, they don't want you to eat off that tree because they just know you're going to be just like them. Well, hold on. Hold on. Why you got to slow down? When a lie is told to you, you got to slow down sometimes. Sometimes when them lying thoughts come in, you don't need to go off in tongues right quick or go off in the worship or go off in the fasting. Just slow down right quick.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, I'm already in the image of God. I'm already just like God.
Right.
So why are you trying to get me to do something else to be just like God?
Right.
Sounds like you're trying to trick me. Sounds like you're trying to fool me and get me to reach out of myself. And so, of course, we know the story. Adam and Eve reach, right? And now, up until Jesus, really, right? Up until Jesus, we had to deal with that same knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
And now we up here trying to figure stuff out. It's a doggone shame to still be trying to figure stuff out after Jesus Christ is dead in vain. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Well, why am I still trying to figure stuff out when he's already settled it?
Yeah.
So what is it going on inside of me? Listen to what I'm saying. What is it going on inside of my mind to where I don't quite believe what God said about me?
That's good.
That's your meditation. What is it in my mind that's going on to where I can't believe God when he told me he made me in his image? What is it? Here's another question. You ready? Y'all ready? Everybody say yeah.
Yes.
What is it that I'm feeding my mind that's blocking me from believing that?
Wow.
There's an old song say, whose report will you believe? We shall believe. Y'all, where my church people at? My church, they ain't here, Chantel. My church people ain't here today. My church people ain't here now. Whose report will you believe? Sing it loud. We shall believe the report of the... What is he reporting? Reporters. You know, everything you see on TV and the news, they setting up a narrative.
Right.
All the politics and everything, they're trying to make a narrative. They're trying to get you to believe a story so that you can connect your belief to that story. And if you can connect your belief to that story will have power.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be a lie, but if you believe it, it'll go viral, right? If you believe it, it'll become alive.
Yes.
Now you believe in something that ain't even there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said one time, you know, you ever had the hair stand up on the back of your neck because you thought somebody was in the house? Or you thought something was around the corner? Oh, come on, y'all! Come on, y'all! Like y'all ain't scary. Oh, you thought somebody about to jump on the head? Is anybody there? Right, y'all? Right? You done had that happen before, but wasn't nothing there. So what was that doing? Lying.
Yeah.
It wasn't real.
Yeah.
It wasn't the truth.
Right.
But if I can get you to believe it, then I can get you to reach on that other tree and reestablish your whole narrative.
Yeah.
And ever since then, now everybody trying to be like God, but you're already in his image. If you let this, Philippians 2:5, I love it. It says, let this mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't put this mind, don't get this mind, don't grab this mind, don't force this mind, don't pray this mind. It says, let this mind be in you.
Yeah.
Sounds like be fruitful.
Yeah.
Let this mind be, let it be, let it be, let it be. The mind is in there, let it be. The mind is in there, let it be. What it's trying to tell me is the mind is in there, but we're not letting it. We letting something else. And then we pray about the mind instead of just letting it be. So now Jesus show up. He got a whole nother story. He says, I didn't come to do away with your law. Or your prophets. He said, I come to fulfill it. In other words, I'm not trying to tell you to throw the whole story away. You just got an incomplete story.
Yeah,
it kind of worked, but Romans talk about what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. It couldn't work because you don't have the finished story. You have an incomplete story. So you're trying to do something. You're trying to do a complete work with an incomplete story. You got an incomplete manual, right? Right? Like you're building something, and then the last page of the manual ain't on there. Come on. You're building something, and it got 4 pages, and then you look on the other page, and like, ain't nothing else. What am I supposed to do with the rest of these pieces?
Yeah.
Where these screws go? You know, it's like A, B, C, they got the different packs of the screws and all that. But where these go? We done got the J, and I don't see a paper for J. Where these go? Right?
Yeah.
So Jesus becomes the completion of the manual. Amen. Jesus becomes, he doesn't only say it, but he becomes the completion of the manual.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes the completion
of God's original intention.
Yes.
Right? Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the completion of God's original intention in man.
Yes.
It is finished. He completes it. But here's the powerful thing about Jesus completing it, because we're fine with that. We're fine with it is finished. We're fine with he is risen. We're fine with all those things. But then he starts saying, you too.
Yeah.
And that's where we start doubting, don't it? Like, the works that I do, can I really do the work? I pray real hard it didn't happen. Because you were praying from the wrong narrative. Mm. Oh, who? Oh, Lord. Where you got your prayer skills from? Who taught you how to pray? What's the narrative on your prayer life? What's the narrative? What's the narrative that you what you praying for? What's the reason that you're praying? You're thinking about it right now, ain't you? What's the reason that you're praying? But then they ask Jesus, teach us how to pray. You remember now he's the finisher. Okay, we agree he's God in the flesh, right?
Yes.
Come on. Say amen loud out of that. Amen. We agree that Jesus is God in the flesh, right?
Yes.
So if Jesus is God in the flesh, then whatever he's saying, that's God saying it.
Yes.
That's God, unadulterated word coming out of a man's lips, but it's God in the flesh, right? We agree that those are the most important words that there are to hear. Are we right? Right? Well, then he says, when you pray, pray like this.
Yeah.
And how it go? Uh-oh, why stop? You just made yourself equal with God. Stop, you don't need no more to pray. Hold on, wait a minute. Come on, we're going to walk it. Wait a minute. Oh, they got mad at Jesus because he called God his father. Now, if you realize, none of the prophets and all them people, none of them called God their father. He was almighty. He was every other word, but he wasn't kin to you.
Yeah.
That's good. He was somebody I was serving, but I wasn't in the family.
Yeah.
Y'all go read it. Go read it. Read your Bible for yourself. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We up here. Junior said, go for yourself.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go in that word and look at it for yourself and see what's going on. You go in there and read it, it'll break down to you. Stop taking all these other people's narratives.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen to what I'm saying. Right? What did I say right before that? What? Our Father. But I said something after that. Huh?
We kin to God.
We kin to God.
Right.
Our Father.
Right.
Well, now you're equal.
Right.
Yes. Hold on, don't pray no more. Don't pray no more to prayer yet. We gotta sit with that one. Everybody say our Father.
Our Father.
Come on, say it again, say our Father.
Our Father.
Come on, say it again, say our Father.
Our Father.
Now what you're saying when you say our Father is I'm equal with you.
Yeah.
Are you scared? You're scared. No, you're a little scared. You're a little scared to tell God that you're equal with him. Right. You're a little scared to tell him. Come on, be honest.
Amen.
You're a little nervous about that statement. You're a little nervous to tell God that I'm equal with you. Well, now you're being disrespectful to God. Mm. You can't tell God how you're going to be when he made you.
Mm.
How your feelings and your apprehensions are going to tell God how you're going to feel about who you are, even though he made you who you are.
Right.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to God to be anything else other than equal with God. Because I made you like that. Y'all see it?
Yes.
See, we don't see it. Just, oh, Lord. No. Stand up. I made you that way. I made you like me in my image and my likeness. Ooh, we get nervous. Ooh, I feel it tight. Everybody clenching up here. I get it. You get the clenching when you start talking about equal with God. I don't care. Because I didn't make it up. He told me. Jesus told me this.
Yes.
And that what make you clench when you hear it? Is your narrative.
Yeah.
You remember he started talking in John 3? Jesus started talking, Nicodemus come at night.
That's right.
Yeah. He said, I know, you know, he started whispering, I know you. We know you're a great teacher. Yeah, we know. Don't tell him I came over here, but we know you're a great teacher. Because we got, you know, we know you're a great teacher of God, because we ain't never seen none of this stuff you're doing.
Right.
So I'm trying to ask you how you're doing it, because I want to do something too. I want to see, what is this? I know what they saying over there, and I know what them people saying over here, but I come straight to you to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus starts talking to him. He said, except a man be born again, he can't enter into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
except a man, watch this, rebirths his narrative, he can't enter into God's way of being. Kingdom of God. Unless you're willing to crack the narrative that you got and take on a new narrative, you'll never do what I'm doing.
Right.
It's right there for you, but you won't crack the narrative. He said, born again. Why does he use the word born again? Because at that time, they thought that they were God's chosen people because of their bloodline.
Yeah.
Jesus said, no, that ain't how I get it. No, you got to be born again.
Yeah.
You got to do something. He said, except a man be born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. He said, you tripping? Because I said, you must be born again?
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus said, how? How can a man be, what you want, I'm supposed to, big grown me, this is good for grown church. You must be born again, it's good for adult church. Right? Because we set. We said we got it down how we going to do it. We ain't going no further than this. I hear you, Apostle. I hear you. But my narrative ain't let me go that far.
Wow.
Right? You don't need more prayers. You need to change the narrative.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't need hands laid on. You need to change the narrative.
Yes, sir.
No, you don't need another pick a spiritual thing. You don't need another one. You need a narrative change.
Yes.
I need to begin to believe another story.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because there's something, I believe. Everybody say, I believe.
I believe.
Come on, say, I believe God.
I believe.
And if I ask you, I know you say, I believe God. I believe Jesus. I know you say it, and I know you believe it, but all the way? I'll be frustrating the grace. Christ is dead in vain. Jesus sets a narrative. Our Father. He tells us how to pray, right? Our Father.
Yes, sir.
Who, Father?
Our.
Come on, say it like you own something. Come on.
Our.
Say it like it's yours. Come on. It's mine. It's my Father. Say that's my Father.
My.
Say it like that. It's my Father.
My.
Put your hands on yourself. Point to yourself. Do something to make sure that ain't nobody else getting what your prayers is. Nobody else getting that point. This is my Father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father.
Amen.
Now we're equal. I'm equal. I'm equal. I'm equal. Everybody say I'm equal.
I'm equal.
Come on, say I'm equal.
I'm equal.
Come on, say I'm equal.
I'm equal.
Say it loud like you about to get a blessing. Hold on. I need y'all to say it loud like when apostles say, you know, things gonna change tomorrow. Yeah! That's how we do. Yeah. Y'all know how we do. Yeah. All your debt cancel. Ah! I want that same pitch. that right there? Yeah. Say, I'm equal with God.
I'm equal with God.
Now get that. Breathe. Come on, breathe. Get it out. You done said it. Hold on. Did anybody get struck down? Everybody okay? You good? Y'all good? Nobody on the floor, no lightning. Boom! The roof's still there.
That's good.
He ain't mad.
Come on now.
Everybody feel, you still feel all right?
Yeah.
Hold on, okay. Anybody, he ain't catch nobody. No, nobody got a car there. Nothing. Everybody good, right?
Everybody.
So that means he's okay with you saying you equal with him.
Right.
Matter of fact, he probably up there clap.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised when we hear some thunder. Just thank you. Finally.
Yeah.
After all this time,
yeah.
You got the nerve to say what?
I'm equal with God.
That's narrative. That's a narrative. So my narrative changes. The story changes, right? The way that I see it now changes, because if my narrative changes, then I see it different. Because what if I really believe that I'm equal with God, then how I see these things will be totally different. Watch this. You know, I'm going to show you how you see it will be totally different. The way you see it right now, you start praying to God for him to change it.
Right.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say amen real loud.
Amen.
Either you don't say amen.
Amen.
So I start, the way that I see it now, I pray for God to change it. So if you believe that God can change it, and now you understand that I'm equal with the one that can change it, then I can change it too.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Let there be light.
Yes,
because the narrative. Narrative. Even if you leave tonight, narrative. You got to change your narrative. You got to chisel that thing down. You got to jackhammer all that stuff that tells you you're not equal with God. They got a bunch of stuff in your mind and in your understanding and in your life that's trying to scream to you. You know, you better bow down. No! Yeah. I'm equal with God. Say it.
I'm equal with God.
Let them be one as we are one. Let them be one as we are one. Let them be one as we are one. That's what Jesus says. Let them be one as we are one. Jesus gives us clear narrative and clear understanding of what's supposed to go on. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
But if we don't hear him, can I give y'all another one? You know, I say Jesus never said, I think. You know, he never said, I believe. Here we go. You know, Jesus, he ain't walk around talking about God told me to tell y'all.
Right.
Y'all go read it. Y'all go read your own Bible. Y'all ain't got to take my word. You can take my word right now, but you ain't got to take my narration right now. He ain't go around. And God told me to tell y'all, I hear the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord told me. He ain't never talked like that.
No.
The only time we heard God's voice in the Gospels is when he cracking out the sky explaining who Jesus is. And a matter of fact, watch how clear he did it. But watch how clear he did. You ready? He said, they had the transfiguration, and he done took off them regular clothes. He light now. He all light. Right there in front of him, talking to Moses and Lot. Right? He's just having a good conversation. I can't talk to y'all with these clothes on. Let me take this off.
Yeah.
And you get to see it. Mm. Peter didn't get to see it. Peter starts saying, oh, Paul, let's build 3 tabernacles. Mm. Hey, bro, why are you talking?
Yeah.
When you're in the room, I learned when you're in the room with great people, shut up. You know, we've had the opportunity to be in the room with a lot of great people and men of God and everything. I'm not going in there talking about, hey, how y'all doing? Good evening. What's going on? How you been? You been doing okay? I'm not saying nothing.
That's right.
What are you in here talking for? When you go in the room with great people, shut up. And you might receive something. Shut up, and something might be revealed to you about you. Are y'all hearing me? Peter, run his mouth. We're going to build 3 tabernacles. No, you wasn't. Because I saw you wasn't going to build no 3 tabernacles because you denied 3 times. And then God. You don't want to hear the voice of God, huh? Y'all want to hear the voice of God? I know that y'all want God to speak to you, huh? God, speak to me, Lord. God, give me a word. We need a word from the Lord. I know some of y'all favorite songs. Forgive me if y'all. Just don't charge to my head, not my heart. And God come out the sky and start talking. Boom! I don't know how loud it sounded, but I can imagine it sounded pretty loud. He said, this is my beloved son. Son being equal. Son being equal.
Yeah.
This is what my equal in the flesh looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That's me right there.
Yeah.
Hear you.
Yeah.
Him. You got to hear how he says it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, hear ye him.
Yes.
Y'all get it? He didn't say y'all hear him.
No.
Hear you. Him.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. 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 He said, he didn't say y'all hear him. Y'all better listen to him. He said, hear you, him, because you, him.
Come on, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever he's telling you, that's who you are, because he's telling you him.
Yes.
And that's your story, too. Say, that's my story, too. Come on, say it. That's my story, too. Come on, say it again. That's my story, too. Now, if we get our narrative from everybody else, then we're still putting Jesus on the pedestal. And we're still making him the figurehead of Christianity. But he didn't even want to be that. Why? He kept on saying, why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one.
Yes.
Ain't nothing good but what?
One.
Mm-hmm. One with God.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, sir.
Can we slow down a little bit?
Yes.
I always thought he said, ain't nothing good but one, that's God.
Yeah.
You're talking about that yesterday, right? Ain't no. He said, ain't nothing good but one, and that is God.
Yeah.
I said, what? He's trying to tell me, ain't nothing good but being one with God.
Yeah.
This is my beloved son. Hear you. Him. And what him is telling you, I know that's bad English, but him is telling you who you are.
Yeah.
I started quoting the red word. I started confessing the red. I started affirming that. I don't need to affirm that. Who better to say something like than Jesus? Who better to get the affirmations from than Jesus? Come on. Y'all know we got all them affirmation books and daily devotionals. Amen. God bless them all. Y'all know we got them. But who better to say like they gonna say every day than say it like Jesus? So my narrative changes. If I understood that I was one with God, then everything will be different. My choices will be different. My decisions will be different. The way that I look at something when it happens is different. What I believe my purpose is would be different if I knew that that was my narrative. That's my foundation for who I am. Jesus starts talking. Here we go, we start talking. And he starts saying, John 8, 32. Y'all know John 8, 32? Anybody know what John 8, 32 say? Some of y'all do. If I start quoting it, you're going to finish it. I know. You don't know it right now, but you know what I said. And ye shall. And the truth of what? Make you free. Don't set you free. Anybody tell you set you free, please just tell them that's not how it goes. And ye shall know the what?
Truth.
And the truth shall what?
Maybe.
What truth is this? Make you free from what? Now, if you try to find some facts about health to try to get free from disease, it might work and it might not work. But the truth is that I'm one with God, so disease does not exist to me.
Right.
It couldn't get on me if it wanted to because I'm one with But if you don't know that, that's the narrative.
Right.
See, we've been in these surface narratives. It's layers. It's a surface narrative, and we're playing ping pong with belief systems. Mm. We throwing confessions at different stuff. No. I'm one with God. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
I start to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. I start to stand still, and I don't get into this tangling with my problems.
Yeah.
Or wrestling with my issues. Or confessing or praying all hard till I'm sweating trying to get something to happen that don't happen.
Mm.
My narrative, you should know what's the truth? One with God. Can I tell you, further up in that chapter, I'll go, John 8. You should know the truth. And everybody be quoting it. Everybody know that scripture. They be quoting it. They be trying to say it about whatever they want to say about. Verse 12. Now Jesus, we're coming off a story where Jesus is changing the narrative. They then brought this woman to him, right? Taking the daughter's verse 1, I ain't got time to read the whole story, but it's a narrative. She has a narrative. They bring a narrative to him. They bring a story to Jesus about this woman.
That's right.
They start saying, look at her. Look, we caught her. In the very, which one of y'all caught her? They said they caught her in the very act. I hate to get, but like, you caught her while she was doing it? Who, which one of y'all caught her? See, now Jesus knows already. Like, that don't sound too right. I know y'all trying to wear your own, but that don't sound, you caught her in the very act?
Yeah.
Nobody came and told you she did it. You caught her doing it? Okay, well, cool. Since you brought who she was doing it with. Or they're probably one of your little partners that got the rocks right now, and he trying to kill her so they ain't got no evidence. Come on, y'all got to get in the store, man. Come on. Come on, everybody clap your hands. Y'all get in the store. Watch this. See, they're giving a narrative now. He's taking that adultery. What we going to do with her? They say we supposed to stone her. Jesus, get the writing in there. And this they say in verse 6. And they called him master. You see, they're trying to stroke him. Verse 4, master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. That means you took her out of the very act. All right. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that she should be stoned. But what you say? And this they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote in the ground. What's that last line? I give no credence. I give no validity to your story. Watch. And we're going to read in a minute why he don't. This is what I'm saying. Sometimes when these situations come up, you need to stoop down and just start drawing in the ground.
Yes, good. Mm. How, all right, come on. These two not just, they're the problem. Mm. And it was so long. That when it says, so when they continued asking him, that means Jesus down there for a little minute. Just doing his thing. I'm not even acknowledging y'all. Whatever y'all talking about, I'm not even paying attention to y'all. You get it? So y'all answer your problem too quick. Stoop down, draw in the ground. That same ground that you were made of, that dust, and the breathing, it reminded you of who you are.
That's good.
Amen, amen, amen. Watch me. Stoop down, and I'm going to draw in the ground. I don't have to acknowledge you. I don't have to acknowledge the narrative that you're giving me. I don't have to acknowledge the story that you told me. If y'all know that Moses said to stone her, then y'all go stone her then. What y'all brought over here to me for? If y'all know so much, if that thought that come to you that's trying to tell you you're not enough, if it knows so much, why it don't go do something then?
That's good.
Yeah, that person that told you, why they ain't doing it? Uh-huh. So down the ground. And they continue asking. Here's a narrative, you ready? Well, Jesus said, he sets narrative. Because they already brought a story. Moses said, we supposed to stone them. That's the story. Well, Jesus said, cool. He don't say, well, Moses was wrong. He don't say that. He don't say, well, I'm better than Moses. I tell you, he ain't do none of that. Man, it's real cool. Because he got a different narrative. Jesus got a different narrative. You do too. Say, I do too. Come on, say, I do too. Come on, tell yourself, say, calm down, self.
Calm down.
Be cool, self. Be cool. You ain't got to get turned like that. Be cool. Stop letting them make you mad and get upset. Stop letting you get you out your body. Stop getting them to make you cut up and you all sweating and angry and mad. Cool down. Come on. I hear you. I feel y'all. Nah. Yeah, some of y'all need cool down, self. Come on. Cool down, self. We from somewhere else. We one with God. Come on, say it. I'm one with God. So because I'm one with God, I'm going to cool out. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. I'm one with God. Cool out, self. Cool out. Because he's from somewhere else, they bring a narrative, but he got the narrative because he is the narrative.
Yes,
you too, say, I am the narrative.
I am.
Woo! Say, I am the narrative.
I am.
Yeah, watch me. So because he got a different one,
yes,
I'm drawing the ground. And then he says, I hear what y'all saying. I'm not even gonna tell y'all wrong. Mm-hmm. All I'm gonna say is, I'm gonna bring real narrative. He was without sin, cast the first stone. And the way the story reads, they say, one by one. They say from the youngest to the oldest to the youngest. I don't know, I'm looking right there. They say one by one. They start dropping their rocks and rolling out. So it took a little while. Y'all see, we read the Bible, it seems fast because we're reading it. And the story, you know, the story seems fast, like in the movies too. The movies be fast, but it'd be like days and months or whatever. It seems fast, but that was a little while. It took them a little while for all of them to drop their rocks.
Yeah.
He not even looking up. You realize Jesus is talking to them. He's still never looking up at them. Go read the story. He not even up. He didn't stand up. Hey, he without sin. He's still down here joining dirt. Mm-hmm. I'm not acknowledging that. You're not going to make me stand up because of what your story is.
That's good.
Watch this. You ready? Y'all ready? If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
You're not about to make me lose my posture. I'm already in a position. I already got a stance. I've already been placed. God has already placed me in who I am as I am. So because I already have a posture, I'm not about to step out of my posture for you.
Right.
Because the moment that I step out of my posture, now I'm in sin.
Yes, right.
Because sin means missing the mark.
Yeah.
Sin means I'm unaligned. And if I allow what you're saying to make me do something different than who I am, I'm over there in sin. And I can't allow that. So I'm staying in my posture.
That's right. Yes, sir, that's good.
You without sin, cast the first stone. Yeah, they start dropping the rocks. And walking out of there one by one. Uh-huh. Some of them thoughts that's trying to accuse you. Come on, if you would stoop down and draw in the ground and hold your posture, eventually, one by one, they'll leave out and drop their rocks. Come on, y'all better hear what I'm saying right now. You've been letting them thoughts stone you. You walk around here wounded and stuff. You ain't supposed to be wounded. You one with God. Say, I'm one with God.
I'm one with God.
He look around. He say, he look up. He ain't see nobody. Come on. I don't see nobody. So he asks her, He start giving narrative now. He talked to the woman. He said, where are your accusers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see none, Lord. He said, I don't see none either.
That's right.
Right? That's right. He says, go. I don't accuse you. Come on, narrative. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all got to hear it. We would have accused her.
Yeah.
We would have accused her. Yeah. We say, now you got to stop being fast now. Y'all know what we'd have done. Stop it. You're going to sit down for the ministry for a couple months now. You got to stop being fast. You know, right then you got to join. Now you better go join somebody, group or something, or join the ministry now. Go, sign up for ministry school. Get your life right. Neither do I condemn thee. So here's the narrative. You ready? He says, go and sin no more. What comes, I found out that what comes with narration, like the narrative, the thing that comes after narrative is navigation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got the right narrative, I have the right navigation. I have the right direction when I have the right storyline. Yeah. If I don't have the right direction, if I don't have the right storyline, then I'll be going in the wrong direction.
Right.
I'll be playing another lane when I should be in this one.
Yes.
So he gives now, I don't condemn you neither. This is a new story now. This is a new story now. She got a new story. Because rightfully so, she probably had a right to be condemned according to the law. But I ain't come to do away with your law. I come to fulfill it.
That's right.
Yeah. He tell the disciples, they try to call on fire because the people in Samaria ain't want to listen to them. They want to call on fire like they could. Ain't never called on fire before in their life. But today, they want to call on fire because they mad. Because the people ain't want to hear their sermons. Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you of.
Yeah.
We don't come to take life, we come to give it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, I'm one with God. Watch me. No, go, 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 go. Don't follow me. Go, go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come on, join the group. No, go. Mm-hmm. And sin no more.
Yeah.
Why could he tell? Why could he speak? Watch this. Why could he speak to her like this? Then Jesus spake again and said unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Uh-huh. Y'all get it? They'll have it. Everybody say have it. Everybody say have dominion. Y'all remember that part? You remember that part in the story that God wrote about you? You remember that part in the story that God wrote about you? No, I'm saying it like that for a reason. You remember that part in the story in Genesis that God wrote about you? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion, have the light of life. He's trying to say have the light of life.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love Jesus because Jesus don't say, I'm the light and you ain't got no light.
Mm.
I'm going to be your light. No, he said, you got light. Have light. Follow me. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
No, you follow me? Like what I'm talking about in the message right now. You following me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So you understand what following mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah, follow me. It's walking. You know, walk behind you. No. Follow me. You got to follow. You got to keep up. You got to follow what I'm saying. Follow what I'm saying to you about what I'm saying about you or about who you are. Follow me. Keep up with me. He that follows me.
Yes.
If any man will come after me, let him deny his own narrative.
Yeah.
Take up the cross. Follow me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Follow me. Are y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
If you follow me, say yeah.
Yeah.
Follow me. Watch, he says, follow me. Follow what I'm saying. Watch this, because you're going to be walking with Jesus and not follow what he's saying.
Yeah.
You could be walking with him and walking behind him, but not be a follower.
That's right. That's good.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have. Watch this. Come on now. Watch this. He starts explaining his light. You ready?
Yes, sir.
The Pharisees come in. They're trying to give him another narrative again. Here they go. Trying to crush the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I know some religious church people right now that will crush the narrative we talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about I'm one with God. Who do you think you are? I know who I am.
That's right.
Just because you don't know who you are, don't try to make me not know who I am.
That's right.
I will not. Well, Peter started talking to Jesus and said, it be not to you. He said, it be not to you, Lord. He's telling him he's going to be cruel. He said, be not. He said, get behind me, Satan. I have no time for you trying to give me another narrative.
Yeah.
I will not take it. Get behind me, Satan. I'm not going to be talking to you like they talked to you in the garden. Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I don't have time for another narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't got time for it.
Yeah.
Behind me. Get behind me. Watch this. Watch this. And Jesus said to them, though I bear record of myself, the Pharisees are talking about, say, you're bearing record of yourself. That record is not true.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that about yourself. How dare you say you one with God? You can't say that. You remember what you said last week? That'd be the trick of the enemy right there, right? You remember you got mad last week? Me getting mad does not change the narrative that I'm made in the image and likeness of God. I'm probably real mad because I've been reading other narratives. I've been eating other narrative food, and it got me acting out my body. Because I don't condemn you neither. Just go and sin no more. She fresh off the act. It seemed like Jesus should have said something else to her. Go clean yourself up and get your life right. Come over here with that. That's still on you. You done came to church. You just come from wherever. No, I don't condemn you. This is the narrative. This is the narrative. You hear me?
Yes.
This is the narrative. I don't condemn you.
Yeah.
So go. All right. No, baby, sit down. Let me read some scriptures to you. Now, the Bible says, he didn't do it. He said, I don't condemn you either. He said narrative. I don't condemn you neither, but go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether she went and sinned no more, we don't know the story because they didn't have a story that followed her.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a storyline that followed her, right? We don't have a written storyline that followed her. So we don't know what she did after that. But I know Jesus' narrative is go and don't unalign yourself no more.
Right.
Why is he able to talk to them that way instead of being condemning like everybody else?
Yeah.
Watch me. Though I bear record of myself, my record is true. Y'all talking about my record ain't true, but my record is true. Y'all talking about my record ain't true. No, my record is true. That's what y'all need to tell some people. My record is true. Let's start showing them in there.
Yeah.
For, watch this, you ready? Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
For I know whence I came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You see, now we talking different. See, my narrative is different.
Yeah.
Y'all come from over there. Y'all don't know where y'all come from.
Right.
It's not that you don't come from there, but you just don't know you come from there.
Yeah.
So you acting like you come from, you know, he talks about Abraham your father. Don't say Abraham your father. Before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
You're talking about Moses dead.
Yeah.
Woo! I know whence I came.
Yeah.
And I know where I'm going. You can't tell where I come from. You can't tell where I'm going. Y'all judge after the flesh. I judge no man. What?
Yeah.
And if I judge, my judgment is true. And I'm not alone.
Yes, sir.
Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
But I and the Father that sent me. So now I know where I come from and I was sent here.
Yeah.
No. I know where I come from and I was sent here. I'm going to say it again because I ain't got nothing but Watch this. I know where I come from and I was sent here. Come on. Say, I know where I come from.
I know where
I'm going. And the one that sent me
is with me.
I was sent here for a reason. Now watch this. I'm going to stop right here. This is going to change narrative. You ready? I'm going to stop right here. Right? What if your narrative, we got a lot of narratives, but what if your narrative, your foundation for belief, your foundation for your lifestyle, your foundation for anything that you do, what if it was that? I know where I come from and I know where I'm going and the one that sent me is with me. I was sent here for a reason. What if my basic story for it, what's the point of life? What's the meaning of life? I was sent here. By an almighty loving Father.
Hallelujah.
Who planted something in me to plant in here.
Yeah.
I was sent here. Say, I was sent here. Come on, say, I was sent here. Come on, say it again. I was sent here. It changes my whole paradigm. It changes my whole perspective. The whole way that I see, the whole way that I do everything else now changes because I know that I was sent here.
Yes.
So I don't waste my time on frivolous things because I was sent here. I was sent here to do something. I know where I come from. Say it. I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. So I do not frustrate the grace of God. Amen.